Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the elephant people of eastern Brazonia. Good morning to the dog people of the mountains of Colorado. Good morning to Boomer. He's sitting right here. He wants to see the magic happen, so now he's doomed. Yeah, I'm a little bit off my game this morning, but it is Tuesday. Tuesday, May the 23rd, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. And in the studio this morning, I mean my room in the basement. In the studio basement room of a hobo in Skompton, Utah, I have my good friend Boomer. He's not going to make any noises probably, but he's here sleeping. He's hanging out. He's a good boy. You're a good boy, Boomer. You're a good boy. Yeah, I've never done this before. I've never let any of the dogs into the room while I'm doing this. And so I guess today is special. But because it's a podcast, I can't prove it. He'd have to make a noise. And even if he made a noise, I might have recorded it. So you just have to assume that through some sense of transcendentally spatial amigliation, you can sensate that Boomer, the bone mouth Sharpei, the awesome pup, is here in the studio basement with a hobo named Dan. First topic for this morning, once again, it is Tuesday, May the 23rd, 2023, almost 10 a.m. on Tuesday here in Skompton, Utah. I don't know what time it is where you are, but here's the deal. If you have a YouTube channel, meaning you're on YouTube and you post videos, there's a first tab when you're uploading, and there's a radio button, that little button where it says, yes, it's made for kids, and no, it's not made for kids. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you say, no, it's not made for kids, this isn't enough. This is a trick. YouTube is mind-fucking you. There is a hidden div under age restriction advanced where you can say, yes, restrict my video to viewers over 18, or no, don't restrict my video to viewers over 18. Excuse me, what about picking the radio button, no, it's not made for kids, is confusing? And it actually isn't. It means exactly what it says, which means, yes, restrict my videos. The other thing YouTube does is they flip position of meaning. Sure, the yes is in the same spot and the no is in the same spot, but like every cheap grifter whore, YouTube puts, yes, restrict my video to viewers over 18 because no, it's not made for kids. This is also done on purpose. Now you'd say, well, why would they do this, Dan? If they want to come back and flag your account, all they have to do is find a few of these. And then they'll say, well, you're in violation. You're in violation. How do I know this? Because it's happened to me so many times. So if you go to that first tab as you're uploading a video and you say, no, it's not made for kids, then you better click open that hidden div of age restriction advanced, because you better pick the radio button that says, yes, restrict my video to viewers over 18. It is logical, if YouTube wasn't filled with a bunch of commie freaks, that the radio button, no, it's not made for kids, would be sufficient. It is logical that if you click that radio button, it would automatically pick, yes, restrict my video to viewers over 18. So either A, YouTube is committed to some weird pedophilia theory that requires two radio buttons for the same fucking question, A, or B, this is a fucking setup. This is done on purpose. Do not be tricked. If you are like me and you post videos to YouTube for some reason thinking there's free speech, joke's on you, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You're better off saying no, it's not made for kids, and then open that hidden div, that hidden region, and say yes, restrict my video to viewers over 18. It doesn't matter that these two statements say basically the same logical shit. It is irrelevant. Because if they find that you posted something that should have been restricted to people over the 18, also known as not a kid, yeah. Be careful, my friends. If you think that YouTube is somehow going to treat you with respect, you're confused. Now, of course, you post the cat videos, you post the little cutesy videos of putting your kid in danger, you post any type of grifter nonsense to include QAnon or the Wuhan virus fear-mongering, you name it. If you post climate change, if you post terrorism, you don't have to worry about it. If you're posting about the Ukraine war, for or against, you don't have to worry about it. If you promote any of the crypto bullshit, don't worry about it. But if you actually want to tell the truth and express yourself to others with the truth, it doesn't matter if you don't use one bad word. You're going to have to say no, it's not made for kids, and yes, restrict my video to viewers over 18, even though I just said the same thing, dumb shit. Hey, Susan Wojcicki, maybe this is for you. Maybe you're fucking stupid. Are you stupid, Susan? I mean, maybe she's fucking stupid, and she doesn't understand. These two statements say the same thing. Maybe, yeah, maybe. We don't know. What do you say, Boomer? We don't know. We just don't know. So far, Boomer's being a real good boy. I think he wants to have a little dream of dreaming about a world where he can run about and find the Al Puckets and the various types of barfed up little rats that partially dissolved in that, you know, turkey vulture's stomach, and he can live the whole life, the free life of kombucha stew and rabbit kibble. Next topic. So there was an article in, I think, Zero Hedge last week. I don't know. I'm not really... Should I read this? Okay, so this was published on May the 19th. And it's, you know, the nom de plume Tyler Durden. And headline, watch scientists create real Dr. Octopus arms. Oh my God. Scientists from the University of Tokyo have developed a set of robotic arms that can be attached to a user's back. These arms mimic the appearance of Otto Octavius, also known as Dr. Ock, a fictional character, one of Spider-Man's most enduring enemies. He wields tentacles made of metal, made of pain, called Jizay Arms. The wearable backpack can power up to 6 detachable robot arms. And it moves with the user's body. Yeah, I read on. The system was designed to enable social interaction between multiple wearers, such as an exchange of arms and explore possible interactions between digital cyborgs in a cyborg society, the scientist wrote in a research note titled Social Digital Cyborgs, : the collaborative design process of Jizay Arms, that was published in the ACM, the Association for Computing Machinery, I used to be a member, Digital Library, a database of full-text articles and bibliographic literature covering computing and information technology. From our role-playing sessions, we found that our bodies could precisely sense the attachment-detachment of arms, and we especially felt a strong impact when detaching or reducing the number of robotic arms worn, the scientist stated in a paper. That's crazy, right, Boomer? We also suggested adding customizability to the robotic arms to generate a sense of social ownership, an individual sense of ownership towards a specific artificial body part shared among multiple persons. They continued. Yeah, there you go. That's the article about arms, jizai. I don't care. It sounds like jizz arms to me. And if you told some old hobo, I'm going to give you 4 or 6 additional arms, he or she's going to go to the Odegaard Library at the University of Washington and whack off him and 6 of his friends. Maybe, yeah, actually 8 of his friends. No, 7. He's got to take care of himself. I think Boomer would like some robot arms. You cook the chicken. You put it on the island. You leave it there to cool. And Boomer, he's so cruel. He'll grab that chicken. He'll have a chicken sandwich. Happy, happy Boomer. He's a good dog. Yeah, you know, when I saw this picture, my first thought was this is going to be a way for people to sort of masturbate nonstop. And I suppose if you live by your base self and you want to do that, fine. I don't buy into this. It creates a sense of connection. I think it creates a sense of confusion. And people are misinterpreting this as being a meaningful emotion. And it's really not. These arms aren't connected to your brain, by the way. This is another Sideways Freak article. If you simply glanced at it, you'd think that these arms are connected to your brain, but they're not. They're connected to your movement. They're not connected to your brain. There is no neural interface. Dr. Ock had a neural interface to his motherfucking tentacles. There is no neural interface. This is a bullshit article. Next topic. Fuck. Next topic. Yeah. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. You should laugh. If you don't, you should learn how. Or learn how to cry. You should learn to laugh. You should learn how to smile. Or learn how to cry in your dark, dank room, surrounded by pain modules, surrounded by insto-death. There is a cougar outside your window. Its teeth are stained red. It's coming from old Ned. What does that mean, Dan? If you should laugh, if you don't, you should learn how. If you can't, then learn how to cry. Well, it means what it sounds like. This is not a very confusing Dr. Freckles quote, and he's said things like this before, I think. It's a good message, I think, these days. There's a lot of human bullshit going on right now, and most of it, if you want to believe randomly or not so randomly, is traumatic human emotional bullshit. It's not just like, oh, they found pyramids on Mars. Oh, there are aliens out there. That can be confusing and traumatic for some people, but most of it is deeply traumatic. There's a virus is gonna fucking kill you. There are people wearing black who are blocking the roads, and they must be dangerous people, assuming that it's real. that the artificial intelligence is going to take over. Didn't you hear about jizz arms? They're going to give you jizz arms. Boy, that's going to be painful if those arms break. There's a lot of traumatic crap being poured on people. A lot of divide and conquer. A lot of wounded on the battlefield. And some of it is real, which means it's not just propaganda. It's not just military psychological warfare. It's a snuff flick. People are being killed. People are being harmed. This is quite real. And I'm not saying it's easy to smile or laugh at this stuff. It's manipulative, it's low rent, it's dark, it's evil, but we should learn how to laugh. When we stare at these fear monkeys that the Central Intelligence Agency launches at us with their trebuchet of pain, we should learn how to laugh. Because a lot of this nonsense loses its fucking power if you simply look at it and say, this is fucking stupid. Next topic, buddy. Next topic. But it's good advice from our good friend Dr. Freckles. Learn how to laugh. Learn how to smile. Learn how to put that smile on. This is a quote from Dr. Freckles. COVID-19 was Satan on vacation before the big show. This is a bit of a confusing quote, I think, so it's worth talking about. And maybe not very long, because we've spoken about COVID-19 for 3 years now. And some people, you know, for all sorts of cultish psychological reasons, need to believe it was true, even a little true. It was a little true, Dan. There was some type of virus. There was some type of biolab. I saw a video of an old Chinese person falling over on TikTok or YouTube. It must be true. But remember, if you're going to say this is not for kids, pick the radio button that says, yes, restrict this for over 18. When you post that Wuhan video. Because if you don't do both, believe me, brothers and sisters, random, you're gonna get flagged, shithead. Yeah, I would say COVID-19 is an example, not solely by itself, of powers in our world today, powers I think that are motivated or directed by evil, setting things up. And you know, Satan looked around and said to himself, well, shit, my minions are doing a bang-up fucking job. They're turning brother against brother, sister against sister, family against family. They're turning communities inside out. They're harming, they're torturing, they're abusing children. Everything is happening according to plan. I'm going to take a quick vacation. I'll be back right about blimp-tock o'clock, you know, yeah, and then I'll show up for the party with, you know, with my good, you know, little sunny boy. Yeah, the Antichrist. There's been a lot of prep work. If you were to ask yourself, is the soil ready? Is the soil prepared? Is the situation ready for the Lord? And I would say 100% correct. Everything that evil needs set up right now is pretty much set up. And you even have the gaslighters who will say, well, it's always been this way. Well, let's be more precise. Since the fall of man, it's always been this way. That is kind of true. But that doesn't mean it's actually true. Just like believing that COVID-19 was a little true. As I've said in the past, if I used your janky mathematical and logical reasoning, I would say, well, you know, I can dribble a basketball, and Boomer knows I can dribble a basketball, Ergo, I must be a professional NBA player making $20 million a year because I can dribble a basketball. If you want to settle on COVID-19 was kind of real, then you have to say that your good friend Hobo Dan, who lives in a basement room and has a studio where Boomer gets to visit today, you have to say that he's a professional NBA basketball player. And that probably isn't true, is it? But again, for cultish reasons, for reasons of being in a cult, really, like Scientology, for reasons of psychology, for reasons of cognitive dissonance, because people cannot go through their stages of grieving and let go of bad ideas, people need to hold on to their coffee filters, they need to put them on their kids, they need to terrorize the younger generations for a lie, because they don't have the courage to throw away a bad idea. That sounds exactly like the kind of world that, you know, Satan is preparing things for, really. For a certain guy who's going to come by pretty soon. He's going to have all the answers. He's going to give us a few years of peace and love and everything else. And if you're a Christian, everyone will make fun of you. Sure, some of you will disappear, but they'll call it aliens. COVID-19 was Satan's time to take a vacation. To take a break. To look at what he'd done. They say the Lord rested on a certain day. He looked around creation at what he had done. He said, "This is good, and I'm going to take a rest." And well deserved, Lord, you deserve the rest. You did a pretty awesome job. You know, you gave us an amazing universe. It's perfect in one way, but it's not perfect in another. It fits every part of what it means to be alive. And yes, to be alive means one day your physical body will die. Well, I would say that a few years ago, maybe it was 2019, Bo Blimpdoc, Satan looked around, he looked at what he had done, he looked at the people that reported to him, and he said, "This is awesome, this is bad. I can rest now. I can take a vacation. I'll go to Barbados. I'll have one of those fruity drinks. Yeah. If the Lord in heaven looked at his creation and said it was good, and he decided to take a rest, I'd say in 2019, Satan looked around the world and said, "Yeah, this is really fucking terrible. I've done a pretty good job, I'd say, for myself. Everything is almost ready. I'm going to Barbados. Or better yet, I'm going to Club 33 at Disneyland. I'll meet Tom there, Tom Hanks. He's an old friend. Maybe Kevin Bacon will be there. I can hang with Kevin Bacon. I can hang with Tom Hanks. All my friends will be there. Maybe the Bushes. Maybe Donald show up. Oh, Donald T, you've done such a great job. Obama said so. He says you're better than him." Next topic, brothers and sisters, next topic. So there's a movie that is, I think, still free on YouTube for now. It came out in 1970. And the reason why I like this movie isn't because I'm a big fan of, you know, whatever, that Harris guy who plays the main character. He's okay, but as I can't recall his full name right now, you can know how hugely big I am into that Harris guy. Let's watch on YouTube so we get his full name. You know, people don't get all scrimulated. Yeah, Richard Harris. I like Richard Harris. He did some movies in the 70s, one of which called Orca, which was about playing up the fear of orca whales. And I didn't, as a kid, I kind of liked the movie. It was a pretty good kind of scary movie. It was like, hey, imagine if Jaws, but he was a killer whale, which, again, is not ironically named. You know, and killer whales can be quite cruel. If you see them hunting seals, man, they're calculated. They know what's up. Anyways, Richard Harris was in a film called Cromwell in 1970. It was released in 70. And there are some other, classic actors and actresses you'll recognize, some of whom showed up in Bond films if you have a clever eye, some of whom showed up in the later Star Wars movies if you have a good eye, Obi-Wan. But Richard Harris played Cromwell, and the story of Cromwell, to keep it simple, is in many ways the story of the English Civil War in the 17th century. Now, as I've stated in the past, a lot like that half a decade of freedom we got after the peace with England, before the Constitution, the English Civil War is heavily buried. It's one of those issues that went down the memory hole a long fucking time ago. If you study English history, they might spend a tiny bit of time on it. And yet, arguably, in terms of English history, it might be the most important thing that's happened in the last 400 years. You could also make the argument that the genesis, the kernel, the foundation of the American Rebellion, the revolution against England was in the English Civil War, that it started there. That's an argument I think you could make. I think it's a pretty good movie, given this subject doesn't get discussed much. I think it's an awesome movie, given it kind of gets buried. And one of the reasons it gets buried is the same reason all you Disney freaks were so excited to see the coronation of King Charles. Fuck that bullshit. I'm an American, I'm an anarchist, I'm an Irishman, and I'm a Christian. Ask me if I give a shit about your earthly king or queen. I don't. They can go fuck themselves. This used to be a country. Perhaps a long time ago, perhaps 200 years ago, where telling the king to fuck off became a pretty cool thing to do. Go fuck yourself, King of England. If you want to fool a bunch of British people into deeper poverty and more cameras on every street corner, keep doing your stupid, sideways, New World Order bullshit, King Charles. But that is your king, not mine. That is your king. I have one king, or I have none. If you're an atheist and you're an anarchist, you don't have a king. If you're a Christian, you have one king. That's it. You don't have two. You don't have three. You don't have 100. You have one Lord in heaven. You have one person you have to obey. Any of these cheap-ass sideways freaks, any of these carnival shitheads who run the rickety roller coaster of human pain, you can ignore their fucking bullshit. You don't have to listen to them. King Charles can go fuck himself. And if I was in England, I would say the same thing. Maybe somebody would kick my ass. I think more likely at this point, a lot of people would fucking cheer. You can pack England with as many foreigners as you want to. And by the way, there was another King of England who tried to do the same thing. He was having problems, so he would invite in, an Irish army. Oh, but Dan, you're Irish. Fuck you. I'm not a fan of people doing shit like that. He would invite in the Spanish. He would invite in the papacy. He would invite in the French so that he could defeat Cromwell, so that he could win. He was a traitor. He was many things, but that particular king was also a traitor. And I believe his name was Charles also, wasn't it? Maybe it's about time the English people had a little party again. Maybe it's about time you got your fucking balls in the right spot and they drop and you figure out you're a human being and not just a fucking slave. Maybe it's about time, if you live in England, you tear down those fucking cameras. You tear down the fucking tyranny. You act like human beings. Yeah, Cromwell's an okay movie. If you've never seen it, I recommend it. And I also don't give a shit about kings and queens. If you tell me, oh, but Dan, you shouldn't mock the king, I'd say, now you've added another person I'm going to mock, and it's you. But Dan, it was so great when, they had the whole princess. Yeah, Princess Diana was murdered, shithead. So tell me more about your lovely king. Tell me more about your Bluebeard. Tell me more about that motherfucker who probably ordered the death of his wife. Tell me more. Or go fuck yourself and your king and your queen and your nobles. Figure out that you're a free human being or continue to be a slave. If you're an English person, man or woman or whatever gender you want to pick, you can either have a sense of self, integrity, and pride, or you can bow down before King Charles, fuckhead. Dan, that's not nice to make fun of the king. Oh, fuck you. I'll make fun of kings every day of the week. Did I say I was Irish? Did I say I was an anarchist? Did I say I was a Christian? And by the way, also an American? I will mock a king every fucking day. I'll have a holiday. I'll call it 4th of July. And every 4th of July, I'll make an effigy of the king, and I'll set that effigy on fire. That's how I feel about your king. Next topic. Right, bros and hoes. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Humans play with the word impossible. Jesus sets the limits. Dr. Freckles, what does that mean? Well, here's the deal. This is the Middle Earth, if you want to call it that. It's not Eden, it's not heaven, it's not the Millennium Kingdom, and it's also not hell. This is the middle point between four other possible places, all of which, while you're here, are separate from you. Yes, there's a veil. Yes, there's a layer. Yes, there's spooky bullshit. The dogs see it all the time. Boomer sees it. And he's a good pup. He's dreaming right now. He's dreaming of chasing a rabbit, finding its rabbit poop, maybe eating the rabbit later, maybe not, because he prizes that kombucha. And he likes to chase. But that doesn't mean he'll kill. Listen to those dogs barking, Boomer. It's okay, Boomer. You want to get out? Okay, I gotta let Boomer out because he thinks there's trouble. Okay, Boomer, there's trouble. Trouble upstairs. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Get going, get going. There's trouble. I love that dog, and I've started letting him into the room. I kind of kept the room off limits for most of the last couple of years. But the thing is, the dog doesn't understand. Some say dogs have the intelligence of a four-year-old. And I think that's probably true. But would a four-year-old understand if you kept your door closed? Like, you were friendly, you were helpful, but then for 4 or 5 hours a day, you said, leave me alone. Well, I'm a 50-year-old hermit for the most part. And so I like to keep my door closed, not because I hate everybody outside, but because I prefer the company of a person called myself and/or the Holy Spirit. Most of the time, that's the best and great company, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, myself, and I. And that's a fine little quartet to sit around and stare into space and imagine other worlds. Yeah, but Boomer's a good dog. He is a good dog. He is a brave dog. I would say that if anybody ever tried to break into this house, he would definitely defend it. But getting back to the topic, once again, a quote from Dr. Freckles. Humans play with the word impossible. Jesus sets the limits. This is the middle world, folks, the in-between place. Above you is heaven, below you is hell. To the left of you is Eden. To the right of you is the kingdom. These places are not where you are. You can't go back to Eden. You're not at the kingdom yet. You're not dead yet, so you can't go to heaven. And maybe, hopefully, you're not going to go to hell. In this middle place, a lot of things are possible. A lot. If enough people live a good life, in my opinion, and it doesn't have to be everybody, Jesus is not a communist. If enough people live the good life, this world can be amazing. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be paradise. And it's not going to be utopia. But if you live a righteous life and you respect your neighbors and you try to do the great art form of kindness and understand that kindness is not communism, if you can do these things and build connections without force, if you can solve problems without pointing a gun at somebody's head, then you have the possibility of a brilliant future ahead for you. But there are a lot of people alive today, especially today, who love to use the word impossible. I mean, they'll tell you they've got a supercomputer. They'll tell you they've solved the fusion problem. They'll say they're going to go back to the moon next year. But then the same shitheads will bounce around this word like it's a ball they can hit you with on the head. But it's not soft rubber, it's hard rubber. And they call it impossible. You can't do this. It's impossible. They love to set limits. They love to set limits for the same reason they love their kings and queens, for the same reason they'll put a camera on every street corner. They know, they understand what would happen if the human race were free. They know exactly what would happen. King Charles knows exactly what would happen. He might not be beheaded like a previous, you know, dude, but King Charles very well could end up on the streets. He could end up a hobo. He could end up riding the rails. He could end up eating at the food bank. He could be living a very, very hard life easily enough if the people of England understood they were free. But they don't. And the rest of the world is just as bad off. Come to the United States of Boblimtok, the great nation of cowards and freaks. Yeah, maybe there's a land of the free and a home of the brave, but where the fuck is that place? Where is it? Somalia? The shitheads can't even leave that place alone. They'll say, why don't you go to Somalia? You can be free in Somalia. And then every 5 or 10 years, we'll send in the army and blow the fuck out of you. We'll send in the Air Force and snuff you. Yeah. You can't leave us alone, shithead. You can't let us be free. We could go to the nastiest hole on planet Earth and turn it into a virtual paradise through liberty, and you would come by with a nuclear weapon and drop it on us. That is you. That is what you believe in if you're a voter freak, if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or Commie, all the same to me. That is you if you pay your taxes with glee. That is you every time you cheer a great battle where we were victorious and we killed a bunch of poor people and stole their fucking oil. That's you. That's you using the word impossible. I would say it is impossible that the human race will survive in a prison state, in a police state, in a tyranny. Given a couple centuries of this shit, there will be only a couple people left in a metal box with wires connected to their body. And as I said in a previous podcast, they will be screaming in binary code, somebody kill me. If somebody comes up to you and says something is impossible, and again, there are things you probably shouldn't do, so I'm not talking about the word dangerous, okay? Yes, Evel Knievel did a lot of fucking impossible but dangerous shit. I'm not talking about danger or common sense or reason. I'm talking about some asshole who listens to your dream. Maybe your dream is to start a restaurant that, you know, works off of a local farm, so it's literally, absolutely farm to table. Maybe your dream is to start an engineering company and build a kind of new radio system that allows people to escape the internet. Yeah, that's a dream. Maybe you want to go to space. Maybe you want to go to Antarctica. Maybe you want to write a novel. Maybe. That's up to you. I don't control your life. But if some motherfucker comes up to you and says it's impossible, just remember this. I only know one person in charge of this, and that's Jesus. That's the Lord in heaven. That's God. Okay, he gets to tell you what's impossible. If Jesus didn't show up and say that's impossible, then don't listen to some Joker, some Floyd, some Chad or Karen with their commentaries and their narrow minds. They don't know shit. They don't know what's possible because they're too scared to try. Humans play with that word impossible, my friends. Jesus sets the limits. And, you know, that's enough said about that. Am I right, bros and hoes? If you like this podcast and you want to support it, I will take your money. But before I take your money, I would like to just give you some information. I'm going to drink a little coffee first. Please take care of your food, your water, your shelter. Take care of the people you love. If you're currently setting aside extra food for your family, and you have a dog or cat or parrot, maybe you have a baby owl that lives up in your rafters. I don't know what you're into. If you have a dog, make sure you buy some extra dog food if you can afford it. I'm just saying, try to. If you can afford it, buy some extra dog food because you really don't want to watch your dogs or cats starve either. And, you know, if you've already figured out that the food you eat is the food your dog can eat, that's fine too. But bottom line is, if you're thinking about yourself and your family, include your pet. Especially if it's a dog. I have a special place in my heart for dogs. Call me weird. If you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, all of these things, if you've helped out the people you love and care about, if you've at least got a few months worth of money for rent and other types of things you need, better yet, if you're sitting pretty and you've got all the hookers and cocaine and spaceships and condos in Antarctica and you're watching me on HDTV with your gamma ray satellite in geosynchronous orbit, if you have everything you need and all the things you want and you are joyful and full of bread, the fullness of bread. If you're living in the fullness of bread and you think I'm some type of crank, but you listen this long, fucker, so you must have liked something. Yeah. Another reason I put the pitch at the end, by the way. If you've done all those things and you're sitting pretty, if you're feeling okay and comfortable, you can donate to this podcast. Can I use the money? Who can't? Who can't? In this sideways Federal Reserve neo-Stalinist shithole run by pillhead freaks, who can't use a few extra bucks? We all can. But that doesn't mean I have to have your money, okay? I have food, water, shelter for right now. I am getting by. And getting by these days, brothers and sisters, is living the American dream. But could I use some money? Yeah, I still have to come up with a couple hundred bucks for rent. I've had a lot of generous donors in recent weeks, but I'm still coming up with some money for rent. I'd love to pay next month's rent ahead of time. That would be nice. But that's a fancy, fancy, nice thing to have. That's not reality, you know? So donate if you want to. You don't have to. If you don't have the money, feel okay about listening. And if you're thinking, well, what could I do to help? Well, do you have any email addresses for people you think might want to hear this and wouldn't be afraid to hear this, or rather, you wouldn't be afraid to forward an email? These are things you could do. There are things you could do to help that don't cost you anything except for your reputation. It's Tuesday, May the 23rd, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. I hope you're having a good week. I hope that I can learn how to smile more and you can learn how to smile more. I hope that we can laugh in the face of all this bullshit. Laugh at all of it. Putin, Biden, Ukraine, drag queens. Laugh at it all. Laugh at all the fear-mongering and all the divide and conquer. If they're telling you to be afraid of people of a particular color, if they're telling you to be afraid of people that look weird, remember, they're probably fucking lying to you. Satan is on vacation, brothers and sisters. He has plenty of people on Earth right now doing work 24/7. No, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. He has plenty of agents making sure shit gets done. Satan is in Barbados for a while. He looked around the world in 2019 and he said, "This is bad. My work is done for a while. I'll go to Barbados. Let that fucker Fauci torture puppies. Let that fucker Fauci poison some old people. I'll go to Barbados." It is Tuesday, May the 23rd, 2023. It is almost 10:30 a.m. here in Scompton, Utah. Smile, laugh, mock the evil. Mock their crooked plans. Mock their grifting. Mock the simple fact that everything they offer you will turn to dust. And take joy in this life, and take joy and take comfort in knowing that He will return. That Jesus is coming back. God bless all of you.